Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another live episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, your host for the evening, and I am just so jazzed that you're on with me right now. I am just, we're going to have a really amazing episode. I'm just feeling really psyched for it. The callers are building. This is insane. I love seeing all of your numbers light up on the screen right now. So as you guys may know, tonight we are doing a reoccurring episode of last week's episode. I had Brianna Scarpelli come on to talk about the angels, how we can reconnect with them better. And we also offered up the chance to let you do angel readings with us. So we brought out our card decks and we welcomed your questions and we offered the guidance that we received. And because it was such a great turnout, because everyone was just so excited and it turned out there were certain people that we weren't able to get to, I asked Brianna to come back tonight so that we can do it all over again. And we're going to have more time for readings and for you as well. So a little bit about me. If this is your first time listening, again, my name is Daniel Mercurio. I'm a lifestyle coach and intuitive guide here in New York City, trying to help people find city life balance while using my cosmic tools, whether it be angel card readings, astrology, meditation, or just learning how to be more present in the moment so you can feel more in line with your life as you want it to be. And for those of you that are listening for the first time also and want to call in, like I said, tonight we are going to be offering angel card readings, and I will be ranking it by the priority of who dials in first. So get your name in now. The number is 616-916-9397. And what I need you to do is I need you to hit the number 1. That lets me know that you want to talk. If you don't hit that, then for all I know is you're just chilling and listening, and that's cool too. But we want to make sure that you're able to speak with us. So do hit 1 for that. Okay, so we don't want to waste a lot of time. We're going to kind of get right into it. I'm going to introduce my guest for this evening, welcoming back Brianna Rose. And she's a branding specialist, a creative consultant, runner, Reiki healer, and angel card reader. Her company, Brianna Rose Branding, is a full-service branding agency and intuitive business coaching, which combines spirituality with creative and traditional business tools. Her mission is to empower women to follow their dreams and teach them how to achieve financial freedom. She's successfully in the health, wellness, and fitness industries. When she's not designing or playing with her angel cards, she enjoys cooking and listening to Led Zeppelin and Fleetwood Mac. Hey, Brianna, welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited. Here we are, 1 week
me
later,
too.
Doing it all over again.
I know. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. It was just, and it was so beautiful. The last show was on 11/11, which I just think brought us so much extra good energy. That was that amazing synergy.
Yeah.
And really just, I think, set the tone for that episode and clearly for the week ahead and what's to come tonight. I feel like I'm still carrying that with me.
Definitely. I agree. I feel like we just, we turned on so many people's lights to being open to the angels and wanting to receive messages and learning how to connect with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And some of the questions, and clearly one of the main concerns was that we couldn't get to everybody, which we're going to do tonight, which is amazing. But so amazing. But it did bring up more questions about people wanting to know more about like the archangels and just a little bit more information about angels in general. I think it intrigued some people to be like, okay, well, I understand, I have this angel tribe, but I didn't realize there's so many different governing angels. Like, for example, Metatron.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, Metatron, like, who is he? Like, I've only known your kind of basics, Raphael, Michael, and things of that nature. So I thought it'd be fun for us, before we get into the readings, to just kind of call in a couple of the archangels and, explain a little bit more about what they are here to do and how they can help you in your daily life.
I agree.
So I'm going to start with the main guy, the one we all know,
okay.
Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there was a request for him, and I just feel like he's a good one because he's kind of the protector. He's the
mm-hmm.
main dude, if you will,
he's our
running
go-to.
The show. Yeah, and he's like the CEO of the Angels. I think that's like the best way to say it. And Michael is, like I said, he's the protector. He's the one that's holding the sword of truth or the sort of light, strength, and he's typically associated with the color blue, like a rich cobalt blue aura. So when you want to call upon him, it helps to visualize that color or close your eyes and see if you can kind of see it yourself through your chakras or just imagine yourself in this beautiful blue energy. And what he does is, because he's a protector, because he's so strong, he uses his sword to kind of break through the cords or the chains that bind us down in our everyday life. And he really encourages us to trust the messages that we receive. And he gives us encouragement to keep going and to trust that when you break through one barrier, keep going. Like, just because you don't know what you're doing, just because it may be scary that you don't know what's next, he's going to be there to kind of help unconditionally champion you on and bring you that love and that healing. So I thought that what we could do before we start the readings is to do a cord cutting visualization
right now.
Yay! And I'm pulling from Kyle Gray's Angel Prayers, which I just got the other week. Angel Gray is amazing. He's like up and coming in the angel pack of readers.
And they're so pretty, his cards.
They're gorgeous. They're so gorgeous. I just love the way he shares all that. So I would love for everyone just to, wherever you are, again, if you're driving, we don't want you closing your eyes, but if you can just sit in a nice, solid seat, even if you're walking, just focus on your breath. If you're driving, just continue to drive with just the mindfulness to you. And just close your eyes if you're able to. And I'd love you to just take a nice deep inhale in, holding it for just a moment, and a deep exhale out. If you want to make a noise, go for it. Do it again. Deeply inhaling in, big inhale out. Get that all out. And then just go to a softer breath, breathing in through your nose lightly, out through your mouth. And imagine yourself now in a safe place, filled with light, angels all around you. And now imagine old situations, people's views of you, and connections of as ribbons of energy coming from your body. Feel all these cords all over your body. All the different connections, the things you don't want, the things you feel tied to, the things you feel weighed down by. And then welcome Archangel Michael into the space to cut them. Imagine him as a tall, handsome angel coming with his sword of light and cutting these cords as easily as if he were taking a pair of scissors to these ribbons. See them cut through and fall away. You just keep visualizing all these cords being cut. Just slice through like a knife going through hot butter. Or a hot knife going through butter, rather. When you feel that they've all been cut, thank the angels and Michael and open your eyes. And we'll just end with a prayer to Michael. Archangel Michael, heavenly host, I'm so grateful for your light and presence. I welcome your energy into my life at this time. I surrender and release all of the fears I no longer need. I release all resistance, worries, and concerns to heaven, knowing I am fully supported. Thank you, Michael, for cutting the cords that bind me to people, places, and situations. The road ahead is clear. I recognize that I deserve freedom and accept it from this moment forward. Only good lies before me, and I am protected by your light. I am safe, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you,
Michael. Yeah. You guys feel a little lighter?
I love that.
Got some of those cords wrapped away?
Yep. Feeling good.
All right. And I know, Brianna, you had mentioned that you were channeling an archangel as well that you wanted to give us a little more information about.
Yeah, so I know that last week that I had touched upon Archangel Metatron, and some people were so excited because they had never heard about him, and they were so interested about how he can help you with technology. You know, if you're having an issue with your computer and, like, let's say something's not working, or you can call upon him to help you out. And also I'd mentioned how he was great with time. So if you're running late, he actually uses sacred geometry and he could time warp. So you don't even have to, you know, go speeding in your car or anything like that. He'll help you get to wherever you need to be on time and in a safe manner. But I was actually channeling him for, you know, the meditation for tonight, and he came through again. I was like, what do you, you know, we already talked about you. What do you want people to know? And he wants people to know, I think there must be a lot of listeners tonight that have sensitive children, that meaning that they're either psychic or they're very sensitive to energy. And that can be very tough because you might not know how to handle them or what to do or if they're seeing things. You know, what you should be able to calm them down or what you should be telling them, how to channel them or not channel them, whatever it may be. So with Archangel Metatron, what he also does is, his other name is the Super Nanny. So what you do is you can call upon him and ask him to help with your children, ask him to help your children to sleep, to alleviate any nervousness they might have, or if you even want to have a career or you're currently in a career with sensitive children, ask him to, you know, be a healing angel with you to help these children that have these psychic abilities and to work with them for their highest and greatest good. And actually, a prayer that you can use with Archangel Metatron is, "Dear Archangel Metatron, please watch over my children and guide me as to the best way to help them develop and maintain their spiritual gifts." So you can use that when you're working with your own children or with children at work, whatever it may be. You could say it in your head, you could say it aloud, whatever you feel called to do, and he'll come right there and alleviate the situation.
That's so beautiful. I love it.
Right? I think that there's so many people out there that they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You feel like you don't know what to do with your children, how to help them, because you might not be open to it, or maybe you are, but you don't know how to help your children. So just call upon him and, you know, give it up to God from there. Just call upon Archangel Metatron and say, "Hey, I need your help," and he'll come right there and help your children and know that your children are surrounded and loved and protected.
I love that. That's beautiful. And I definitely think we're going through a shift where this is going to become more common. There are going to be more children that are more sensitive to certain things, and we really need to understand better how to call upon the resources from not only our outer world, but our divine world as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you called him a super nanny.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Yes. So I think everyone's been waiting long enough. I think we should start opening up the lines for any callers.
Ooh, I'm excited.
So before we do, one other thing I want to say, and we mentioned this last week, you know, while you're patiently waiting for your reading, or if you just happen to be listening and you're not really planning on calling in, know that just because someone is asking a question, they're asking it for them, it doesn't mean it can't pertain to you as well. I believe that we're all listening in this space together for a reason. So if a card that you hear resonates with you, or if something Brianna says or I say or even the listener says holds truth to you, acknowledge it that it is. Did you want to add to that further at all, Brianna?
Yeah, you know, just don't try to put it off. Don't let your ego get into your head. If you're like, oh, this really is speaking to me, then it's meant for you as well. Just because it's me or Danielle telling someone else about it, you are meant to hear it for a reason. You're here on this call for a reason. So accept whatever guidance is here and take it and apply it to any situation that you might be inquiring about.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, great. And for anyone that still wants to call in, the number again is 646-916-9397, and just hit 1 to let us know that you want to talk. All right, so we're going to go to our first
Hello, how are
now.
You?
Hi. Oh, my goodness, you're ready.
How are you?
Hi, what's
hey,
your name?
Ladies. Sherelle.
Hello,
hi.
Nice to meet you.
Does that ring a bell or no?
Can you say it again?
Does that ring a bell or no? Does my name ring
your
a bell to y'all? Or
not
does
for
it ring
me.
A bell?
Say your name, Danielle.
Sherelle.
Can you repeat your name one more time?
Sherelle.
Sherelle.
Sherelle. Yeah. Thank you.
But we had But I already adore you. I can tell you that much.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
So let us know what your question is, and we'll go from there.
Sure, sweetie. I was wondering, how do Sam feel about me?
Can you say it again?
Yeah, sure. So I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me?
Sam?
How does a guy named Sam feel about me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I haven't heard.
All right.
I haven't heard from him.
I have the romance angel cards, so I think I should go to them.
Do you have them yet, Brianna?
I don't have the romance angel cards, but I like to use the angel tarot deck and then the fairies for the romance.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'll start with the romance deck, and then we'll see. Now, this guy, Sam, you just want to know if he's interested, if he's thinking of you.
Yeah, thinking. I haven't heard from him. Last time I just texted him happy birthday. That was it.
Okay.
I'll let you go ahead. I ain't going to talk to him.
All right. Let's see what the angels have to say about this.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull three cards from you for the romance angels deck.
Mm-hmm.
And the first card that I get is healing family issues. Your love life benefits as you forgive your parents. Now, what this could typically mean is sometimes there may be blocks in your relationships because of either the way that your parents raised you or maybe some issues you have with them or some resentment. Does that fall true?
I think so.
So, you know, just know that this, and, you know, in your love life in general, the more that you can resolve any family issues and learn how to just forgive. And that doesn't mean that you have to go to the other end of the spectrum and be completely lovey and dovey and layer it on with sugar per se, but just learn how to not feel the resentment, not feel the animosity, because what happens is it starts to bleed in your other relationships as well. We don't realize that it can create blocks by not feeling, you know, complete love for our parents or even just learning how to have respect for your parents, the fact that they brought you into this world.
Okay.
Then we're getting, so that resonates. So the next card that I get is actually the past life relationship. So you have known this person before. Have you ever felt like that when you were with him?
When I first saw him, I kind of blew him off. Then I look back and kind of like, yeah, I'll give him a chance. That's how it was when I first saw him.
Yeah, and that can happen a lot when we meet romantic partners. And what that can mean is sometimes it could mean that you knew each other in a past life that would stimulate something within you, and so it can bring something about, and it can make you see things in yourself that maybe you hadn't seen in a while. So that's why you're kind of like, oh, this is good. Like, he's bringing out things that inside of me that I never felt or I never realized. But that doesn't always mean, the thing is, sometimes the things that were in the past must stay in the past, which brings us to our next card, which is new love. A new person has stirred your romantic feelings. So really what the angels are saying here is that, in general, what they want you to know is that a lot of your love issues are just because you need to open up the space of forgiveness in your other relationships so that your love and your soul kind of mate relationships can blossom. And in regards to Sam, I'm getting more of the fact that it was kind of a fling. It was a recognition into a past life. It had meaning for you, but it doesn't necessarily mean long term. And that if you can kind of work more on this forgiveness aspect and really just being open to what's out there, whether it be Sam or somebody else, you're really going to be in a space to receive new love.
Okay. That makes sense. A lot of sense.
Have you told him what you wanted out of this relationship?
Technically, it's not a relationship. It's a friendship because we already currently in a relationship.
What did you say? What was that last part?
He's in a relationship himself.
Gotcha. Okay. So the card that I pulled for you is ask for what you want. And it says let the universe and other people know what you need. So I'm not sure if you need to let him know
what you want out of this relationship, if you're hiding back from him because he is in a relationship with someone currently, or that you're afraid to tell someone else that maybe you could have just met, going over what Danielle said, the new love, there's someone that you just met and you haven't really been open and honest with them.
Yeah, because I've been talking to a person for my for 6 years now, so we currently trying to work back on things. But I just want to have other opportunities open so I won't get hurt again.
Which is understandable. Yeah. So just I really resonate with Brianna said for this. Yeah, just keep the communication open and really just keep yourself open to what's to come. Be curious.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, don't be afraid.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. Bye. You too. Okay. So now next we have on the line, I'm going to open it up for 216 area code. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Let's tell us what you're looking for guidance on today.
Well, I just really, whatever message you want to give, like what's coming up for the next few months, it's really a career. It's really a career question. You know, I'm in a contract job right now, and I'm looking for the right one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I took this job because it's decent pay and there's benefits in it, but I'm still looking, and I just want to see what you see coming up for me in the next few months. I know it's coming.
I love that attitude.
Okay.
Not at Christmas, though. Not a business I'm in. They don't hire in December in my business.
Okay.
Danielle, is it okay if I take this one right now?
Yeah, go with it.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Sharon, what I pulled for you, I pulled from the Life Purpose deck from Doreen Virtue. So the first card I pulled, it says you're on the right path. Keep what you're doing because it's working. So that means right now don't second guess anything else that's coming up for you. Know that you, in your gut, that you need to keep going forth with what you're doing right now, because that is the path that you need to be on right now in this moment. So don't let any fear-based thoughts enter in, nothing like that. You are where you need to be. And then the next card says let go. So I believe what this one means is just to let go of any of those fear-based thoughts that are coming up for you, anything that's making you second-guess what you're doing right now. Just let it go, because you are in one with this. You are connected with your intuition. You are surrounded with pure love from your angels, and that you're being guided on the path that you need to be on right now.
It's humbling, boy tempting.
And then the next card I pulled is animals. So I don't know if you work with animals or if you have a deep connection with them, but it's just to trust your inner guidance as the animals are a part of your life's work. So that may be actually with your career animals could be, or the fact that if you have an animal at home, that could be a deep connection with you that keeps you grounded and focused and just as maybe like a stress reliever for you.
Okay. Because I don't work with animals, that's for sure.
Okay. Do you have an animal at home, or do you ever feel like you should get an animal? This could be just a sign.
Yeah,
that you...
I've been looking to get a dog, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So take this as a sign to go get that dog.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So whatever animal that comes across to you and you connect with, it's going to be a positive impact into your life right now.
Now, do you get like any timing about when anything can happen or no? This is just the next couple. You know what I mean?
This is within the next 3 months.
The next 3 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Does that help you?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, and one other thing I pulled from the Angel Therapy deck, just the card as well, and it says to keep your integrity in this process. So you really want to just really know that whatever that inner knowingness that you have that's right for you, align your actions to that. Don't focus so much on what everyone else says you should do. Really just keep your own authentic integrity aligned with what you need to do going forward.
Okay. Perfect. I can't believe you picked up that dog thing. That is so thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Have a nice
evening,
okay?
Sharon. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And good luck.
Yes. Okay. We are moving along. That was awesome, Brianna. Woo-hoo. I love the dog. I love
Yeah, right?
It.
I love when that happens.
I do, too. Dog is just God backwards, so.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Okay. And everybody.
All right, so our next caller, 201 area code. Hello?
That's me. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is it?
It's Christine.
Hi.
Hi, Christine.
How are you? Hey, Danielle. Hey, Brianna.
Hi, how are you?
Hold on, I'm going to take you off speaker because I feel like I'm getting an
okay.
echo. So, okay. So I guess I'm just kind of open as well in terms of I have a lot of things on my mind, business-wise, love-wise, and I just really kind of am in a bit of a crossroads in both, I guess, areas and just kind of want to see what I should really be focusing on. And I just, you know, have a lot of questions. I don't really know what question to ask at this point.
Mm. Okay. So you're like a mixed bag right now.
Yeah, because the thing is, I just launched my business website, and I recently just ended a 4-year relationship. Thank you.
Wow.
So it's like, I'm in a transitional period in both areas and just kind of contemplating in terms of my business what direction I should really take and if I should get some freelance work in the meantime. And then also
mm-hmm.
love has been kind of on my mind a lot, too. Like I said, I just recently broke up with someone. We were in a 4-year relationship, so... But I was definitely ready to let that go, and I just kind of want to focus
mm-hmm.
on a more committed, serious relationship, even though that sounds crazy because it was a 4-year, but it wasn't really mm-hmm. – I knew it wasn't going to last long-term,
mm-hmm.
so.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess it's in both love and business where my mind is at.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll start, I guess, and then,
okay.
Brianna, you want to kind of go from there. So since I feel like you
sounds
have kind
good.
Of a mixed bag thing going on in a good way, like you have a lot of things
yeah.
that – you know, you're wondering about, you need guidance on. That's actually exciting because sometimes in our lives we have nothing going on and we're like, oh, my God. So the fact that you have so much going on and so much to kind of contemplate and work on can actually be seen as a gift because it
mm-hmm.
gives the opportunity for that much more insight. That's how I see it. So we're going to
cool.
do – so I'm going to pull from a couple different decks to give you a little bit more guidance, and we're going to – start with the life purpose, move into what Kyle Gray and his angels have to say, then, of course, ask those romance angels and ask for a final therapeutic message from the angels. Okay, so the first card I got from the life purpose is crystals. Your connection to crystals and gemstones is a channel for healing energy. So do you feel any kind of connection to crystals?
You know what? I haven't. But I recently am interested in getting to know a little bit more and learn more about it. I do have a few crystals, but I don't feel, you know, I'm really aware of, like, what their healing energy is and all that type of stuff. So I really want to get into that more. So that's actually interesting because it's something I've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah. So just explore that a little more. It can also just mean explore energy work in general and energy
mm-hmm.
healing, being in that world kind of, somehow incorporating that into where you are now. And this was with the life's purpose card. So kind of being in a connection to an energy healer or being in that world, being in, you know, kind of working with other people that are in the spiritual realm, also, or just in general, just exploring crystals yourself to see what that could bring you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, okay, so then the next card I get from Kyle Gray is spiritual support. Dear angels, I allow you to support me as I grow to become more spiritually aware. So again, there's this push from the angels right now that they want you to be more in a, have more of a spiritual presence, not only with yourself, but where you're putting yourself. So in social situations, in business situations, you want to be more in that spiritual realm. That's actually where you're going to find your support. And it's great because you're going to get that self-inner healing that you need, but you're actually going to be getting it as well from the sense of a support financially.
Right.
Does that resonate?
Which
yeah.
Makes,
so it's really
yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, it's really pushing you to stay in the spiritual world. And then, okay, so the romance angels then are saying release your ex, which you've done.
So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you release your, no, it's great. I mean, that's good. You did the right thing. It's basically, it's affirming that it's time. And it's also just to make sure that you're clearing any other energy that you may have left in that relationship. Even though you said it wasn't really serving you, you knew that it was time to move on, and you know that you're ready for someone else. It may even be something like, going back to the original cards that we just pulled, going to an energy healer, going to someone to just kind of get those last remaining bits of the relationship out of your system so that you're really cleansed and ready for what's to come next. And there's no none of that baggage still left over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last card that I pulled was Power Animal. Your animal spirit guide is a guardian to help you and is helping you with the situation. So do you have any connection to animals?
I did. I had a cat that passed away. It's going to be 2 years in February, so I was very close to her.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider, I mean, this doesn't necessarily mean getting a cat again, but what this could mean is that there are animal, like, we all have our own spirit guides, and a lot of times we have spirit mm-hmm. guides in the form of animal. And so there may be an animal guide or some kind of voices reaching out to you and kind of just giving you different messages. And it could be just you reminding you to, it could be your cat. It could be look back at some of the things that it gave you, some of the clarity that you got when you were just hanging out with your cat, or thinking of that could be helpful as well. Just kind of channeling, it's really asking you to kind of go beyond your normal realm. Go beyond, all this is saying is you're on the right track, but go deeper. You're not going deep mm-hmm. enough. It's almost like you're getting close to, like, you're like on the edge of something and you're just kind of peering over and you're not really taking that yeah. next step to just kind of move forward. You're a little bit scared almost. I feel like you feel like you might be separating the world that you know to go into this new world, and that's really scary.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely, every time I'm feeling I'm going in the right direction, I do get that fear that creeps in and questions that come up, and is this really the right, am I doing the right thing? And, you know, all the ego stuff just pops in, but mm-hmm. ultimately deep down inside I do feel that I'm going in the right direction, but of course I still get confused, and sometimes things just, I get mixed messages, I feel, and I'm not really sure if I'm truly going down the path, or I'm just like crazy talking to myself like, oh yeah, this is the right thing, but it's really not, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's time to kind of get rid of that and just trust that the path that you're taking is the right one. Your fear, the only thing that you should fear is not continuing forward. Like, don't be afraid of what could happen if you do. Be more afraid of what could happen if you don't, if that makes sense.
Mm, yeah.
So just know that you're really supported spiritually by, not only in the physical world, you have a spiritual support system based on this one card, but you also have spirit guides outside of you that are kind of guiding you. So continue to really just kind of channel your inner relationship to this spiritual world and kind of see where it can take you, because you're definitely on the right track and you have all the support you need, and they really, and with it comes to love, they're really happy that you let go of that guy. Like, the woman on the card is just like, finally, oh my goodness, like, we're waiting for that for a while. Like, they're telling me, like, actually now they're telling me, like, she should have done that like 4 months in, not four years in. But it's okay.
Been kind of a long, slow process, actually. It's been in the making for the last 6 months, and I finally did it. So, yeah,
wow.
I can see why that came up. Quick question on the spirit,
yeah.
The power animal, because I actually have been thinking about my cat a lot lately, because this is around the time she got sick, and then she passed away in February. So could she mm-hmm. be possibly trying to talk to me? Or because I've had a really – I always have a strong connection to her, but lately I've been feeling her a lot more, or, you know, just – maybe it's, like I said, because this is around the time she got sick. But
mm-hmm.
is there any way,
yeah.
like, I can communicate with her more, or, like,
yeah.
how I can tap into that a little bit more?
Definitely. The best way to do that, I think, is to kind of meet them where they're at. So find a place where you can be really quiet and just meditate, open yourself up to it, and almost imagine you guys. So while you're meditating, I want you to do a visualization as well. So let's say that you're in a forest or a field or somewhere that the both of you seem to have bonded well together, and imagine yourself in that space and imagine your cat coming to you, almost as if, you know, the cat was present with you right now. and have her, you know, or him, you know, be in your lap. Imagine petting the cat, like getting really visual. And the more visual you get, the more realistic it will be and the more welcoming it will be for the messages to come through your cat and kind of letting your cat see, because your cat's been able to see a lot of things going on that you can't see. And clearly they want to give you the messages. So really open the space, really work with visualization and just meditating and, you know, making it a really special place where you both can kind of meet together.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
You're
it was
welcome.
Great talking to you guys.
Do you have anything to add, Brianna?
Yeah, you know what, I pulled the life purpose from the life purpose deck, and what I got was, again, the body work card. So I think, you know, Danielle, you had talked about doing the crystals and the energy healing. Really be open to that, whatever comes into your life. There might be something, whether it be crystals, massage therapy, Reiki, exercise training, whatever that may be, really be open and accepting to learning more about that, because they're really saying that this is what your life purpose involves. So that could be, you know, you doing it on yourself, that keeping you grounded and more spiritually involved, or you being a healer to other people.
Love it. Thank you.
Yay. You're welcome.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night. You too.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, again, we love your calls. If you want to call in, it's 646-916-9397. Again, hit the number 1 to let us know that you want to talk. Okay. So the next line I'm going to open is 770 area code. Hello?
Hi. Hey, ladies.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Who do we
have? Hi, this is Gina.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, excuse me, my son, he just screamed.
Wait, we need Metatron to take over right now.
Yes.
Exactly. I guess I'm like the last caller too, because I'm going through a lot right now. I have some questions, and it's basically set on love life and career at the moment, or like romance or finances, how people take it as. And because of my love life, I'm going through a transition of going through a divorce.
Wow.
But I know I'm ready for love. I'm over that relationship. But my career, on the other hand, I'm doing too much, and I want to do my passion, but sometimes I have to have everything line up in a row before I can make that big leap to pursue my passion full time. Mm-hmm. So whatever, you know, it's open, you know, whatever guidance.
Sounds good.
Okay,
Danielle, is it okay if I go?
Mm-hmm, go for it.
Okay, so I pulled cards from the Life Purpose deck and also from the Angel Tarot card. So the first cards that I pulled, they represent your immediate past. So what I got was 3 of Air. It says, great sadness, take time to heal, and the need to forgive yourself or others. And the card that goes along with that is support. So your life fully supports you. So what I think this representing is the divorce that you're going through, and know that your angels have your back in this situation. They're going to be helping you heal and to move forward and to just completely cut the cords from your divorce so that it no longer, you know, is affecting you and your personal life.
Right.
Now, the next set of cards represent right now what's happening, like right now in your present future, and it is enjoying life's little luxuries, spending quiet time alone, and successful self-employment. So I know you said that you had been thinking about following your passion. This card is just reinforcing that whatever your passion is, to go for it. And the card that goes with that, it says, instead of worrying, ask for divine guidance, talk to your angels. So in order to figure out how to make your life, you know, your passion, your life purpose, talk to your angels, sit in that base, in your meditation space, and ask them to show you what you need to do right now to be successful on your own and how to fulfill yourself financially so you could fully support you and your family and be able to be successful in your self-employment. Now, the next cards are for the future.
And it says, falling in love or wedding proposals, the need to balance emotions, an invitation to a social event. So I know you said that you're open and you're ready to move on. In the next 3 months, you're going to get an invitation to an event where you're going to meet someone that you're going to fall in love with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. And then also I got a card that says your natural energy healing abilities are an important part of your life's purpose. So know that whatever your passions are, to try to incorporate energy healing. I don't know if you already are open to it, if you already do Reiki or yoga, meditation, whatever it may be, know that you need to incorporate that into your side business to make it successful so you can go out onto your own.
Okay. Okay.
Does that resonate with you at all?
Like the last caller, I have been told about working with crystals and gemstones. Just to incorporate that, because
okay.
I've been told I'm a healer, and the funny thing with my job, I'm a counselor, so I like
wow.
to talk to women.
Mm-hmm.
About things and health and whatnot, because I'm in the health field. So, so I know, like, it's kind of like a counseling thing,
mm-hmm.
intuitively, counseling women. So I kind of incorporate that. And I also use life experience when I talk to these women
mm-hmm.
about how not to go down this road like I've been through. I wish somebody
mm-hmm.
would tell me this or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just give them pointers or guidance or advice. So I'm really good at that because it seems like everybody likes to gravitate towards me about their life, what their life story.
You're a healer.
Yeah. So it's just like, okay, I guess I'm just destined to be this beacon of light. So I just take it as that, you know. But with like far as my passion is wanting to be a makeup artist.
Wow.
So I really would like to do that professionally. It just right now, I know that's what I want to do. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it just, I have been making some steps because I have been getting gigs. So I am getting there,
good.
You know, but at the same time, I know I got to pay these bills
because mm-hmm.
I'm going through this
mm-hmm.
divorce. So I
yeah.
got to make
mm-hmm.
sure that I have my solid job right now
yeah.
in place
mm-hmm.
and hopefully once that's over with divorce and everything, then I can pursue
mm-hmm.
it professionally.
Well, your angels are supporting you. They're helping you start up this side business. They're going to help you out. So just remember to talk to them. Ask them for help. Ask them
yeah.
what you need to do so you can fully leave.
Wow.
Exactly. And I actually, I pulled
mm-hmm.
a card from Archangel Michael, and he said the romance
nice.
Angels are helping you right now. And
oh.
so what I get, yeah, so really love is, like, they're looking out for you in the field of love. And what
yeah.
I'm gathering, now again, when I say this is not something that I want you to be dependent on, but it does
right.
seem like love is what's going to help you out when it comes to your career. So by finding a man or someone that can really support you in the area of love, you're going to literally feel like you have wings and that you can do anything. And he'll, help support you with the new endeavors that you have. And the card says, dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing him for me for love, for giving us the motivation to make helpful life changes, and for arranging us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually dwell into a truly intimate relationship. So it just seems like from what Brianna is saying, what my guidance is getting is that love is where it's at right now, and the angels are really supporting you in all ways, but it seems like through your romantic life, actually the other doors will open.
Wow, and you know what? You're not the only one who told me that. And it's just like, okay, I'll just put that on the side, you know.
yeah.
yeah, because the ex-husband,
mm-hmm.
I know he just wouldn't support my dreams or goals or ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was really, he really had to take care of me and my kids
mm-hmm.
and himself, but he wanted out of the marriage because he couldn't do it anymore. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
left me, high and dry. And
yeah.
I've been
mm-hmm.
praying for, for a good man that will support me, just like I
would
support
him. He's right around
the corner. Yep, he is. You got this, okay? So go out there and go find him. And just keep praying to the angels to help him show up, okay?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, if I, whenever I get the news, I will let you guys know.
Yes,
keep us posted.
Let us know,
okay?
Okay,
right,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to bring in another line here. We have 646.
Woo-hoo.
Hello.
I heard a woo-hoo.
That was me.
Yeah. What's your name?
This is Brianna still.
Oh, my goodness. It's still Brianna. Okay. Do we have
we dropped call?
Hello?
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 646 area code? Yeah, hello?
Hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi. Oh, this is Mary. I can't believe I got through. I'm sorry.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Brianna. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Thanks for calling. You
thanks
got
for
through.
Having me.
So what's your question?
I know.
Yeah, of course.
I was just wondering about just love and my love life, just in general, just to see if there's anything on the horizon, anything on its way.
Not a lot of love questions tonight.
Yeah,
like
right?
you know what it is? It's because it's getting colder out. People want to have someone to stay indoors with and snuggle up to.
Holidays are coming.
Mm-hmm. New Year's kiss. I get it. Well, let's, do you want me to go to the romance angels, Mary?
Sure.
What they have to say? Let's do that. And then I want to hear what Brianna has to say as well.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, man. So, again, we have release your ex. So, again, any last remaining feelings you may be having on a past relationship, it's time to get them out. Even if you don't think they're present, really just get them out of your system. Holding on to any resentment, any regret, any doubt, any ill feelings is not serving you, and it's creating a block for what's to come. And also remember that any wrong that happened in that relationship does not mean it's going to come through again in the new ones. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you've got to let go in order to move on. And even if, you know, when we break up, whether it was our doing or theirs, we really have to get all that energy out of our system, because it deters the person that we're trying to attract in the relationship. It makes you less open. It makes you less attractive, less magnetic. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to dull your energy. So you really want to work on just getting all those last bits out so you can stay nice and bright. And so that then the next card I get is honeymoon. Enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. So what I'm getting is, because I don't think you're going to be going on a honeymoon just yet per se, but I love that it says enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. So that makes me think that you'll be meeting someone over the holidays. So that could be somewhat soon, given we're literally on the brink. So what I'm getting right now is just to really do, you don't have that much left. That's the message I'm getting right now. You just have a little tiny kind of ooze of your ex still in you. Get that out. And as soon as you do, it's going to be a huge shift into bringing you someone new into your life. And, oh, my gosh. Okay, so I just pulled the next card, and it's very soon. So you have to clearly decide what you want, what comes to you now. That's what it says, so very soon. So clearly, it's just going to, like, now I'm getting, like, chills. Like, they're like, tell Mary he's on the way. Tell her to get rid of those last remaining drips of energy from that old dude. And before she knows, it'll be the holidays. And she'll be with her love. So it just wants you to be really clear on you know, being in a space that you're ready for it, being clear on what you want, make it really easy for him to come to you.
Okay.
But it seems like everyone's love is coming soon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I love that.
Do you have anything?
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, this is just so direct. It's just like, Mary, get rid of the ex, and the next one will come.
Oh. That's
amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So, Mary, I pulled some tarot cards for you.
And the first card I pulled is the Wheel, which is Archangel Michael, and his number is 10, which means to keep your thoughts positive because you are in, like, manifesting mode right now. So whatever you're thinking is becoming your reality. And the message for this card is fortune is on your side. A situation suddenly moves forward. So like how Danielle was saying, like, this guy is coming. He's right around the corner. Just keep your thoughts positive, release any old energy, and he will be right there.
I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
That's such
you're
a relief.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. So you also
so
have
exciting.
To let us know when you meet this person.
I'm sorry?
I said you have to let us know, too, when you meet this person.
Yeah, keep us posted on your relationship because he's going to be coming soon.
I'll be screaming it out the roof.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, Mary.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Have a good night.
No problem.
Of course.
Bye.
All right. Okay, so looks like we have two more callers. We're going to take them in just a moment. Really quick, I just want to do a really quick plug for our network that you're listening to, the Life Coach Radio Network. There's, you know, clearly my show. It's typically on the first and third Tuesday of every month. But in addition to mine, we have other great shows. You can always just go to Life Coach Radio Networks, that's plural, lifecoachradionetworks.com to get a lineup on all our different shows that we have. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the same station you're listening to now, we have the episode called No Day But Today. The song from Rent was an instant classic. We must live for today, important people and experiences till tomorrow or next year or when the time is right. Join coaches Trina Ramsey, Ben the Life Coach Carter, and Jennifer Flynn to discuss how to live with urgency right now. Because guess what? Tomorrow isn't promised. So if you're waiting until the new year to get started on living, taking risks, or starting what you really want to do, don't listen to the show. On the other hand, if you're tired of letting your life slip you by each day and you really want to make some changes and live with passion and urgency, then this show is for you. So join the three life coaches to discuss how to get out of the neutral and put your life into high gear. Are you ready? Go. Oh, my God, they're so fun. So that's tomorrow at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. If there is a tomorrow, you should listen to that show. I'll be on the same station. And again, if you want to look at our lineup, you can go to lifecoachradionetworks.com. If you're interested in becoming a host, we'd love to have you as well. And you can find out more information about that on our Want to Be a Host section on Life Coach Radio Network. Okay, so we are going to bring in the next caller. Again, if you want to talk to us, you want to hit 1 to let me know that you want to talk. Okay, so I'm bringing in area code 760. Hello?
Hello there. This is
Hello.
Bridget. How are you? Hi.
Who is
it's Bridget?
What's your name?
Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Bridget. Oh, hi, Bridget.
Colin. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You guys are great. I'm just so enjoying listening to you and your readings, and I feel like the last two readings kind of were really resonant to me, so they kind of, like, were for me in a weird way, and you know how that works, right?
Yeah.
So instead of asking about love, because I really feel like I got my question answered through those two readings, I'd like to ask about my career. Actually, my business, you know, I'm doing something right now, but I do feel like there's something else. I've gotten a little shift happening, and it's a shift that's actually not financially advantageous right now, so it's slowed down. Mm-hmm. And something's wanting to come through, and I just was wondering if you guys can tap in and
Help
me with that.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Let Brianna start it off.
Okay. All right. So I pulled from the Life Purpose deck. And what I got was let go. Walk away from the situation in order to resolve it. So whatever career you're in right now, that is not, if you feel like it's not serving you or if you feel like it's not appropriate for you anymore, it's time to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to walk away, even though it could be, you know, supporting you financially.
Mm-hmm.
There's something coming up in the horizon. So the next card is you're on the right path. So know that once you let go of this old career, that something is going to pop up for you. I know you said there is something that might be brewing. That is going to be your go-to, your career. That is going to be your full-time career, and it's going to serve you, and you're going to be so happy and supported by the angels, and they're going to help you keep doing what you love to do.
Mm.
And then the next card, which is your future, is infinite abundance. You're fully supported as you devote yourself to your divine life purpose. So I have a feeling that you know what you should be doing, but you're kind of afraid to leave your 9-to-5 or whatever career that is stable for you right now, but know that the angels are helping you transition into this life that is going to be filled with abundance and monetary support, so you don't have to be afraid anymore to leave it and fulfill your life purpose.
Oh, okay, wow.
Okay, does that resonate for you?
Yes, very much. Absolutely.
Good,
yes.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You.
And yeah, and I pulled from Kyle Gray's deck, and I got
nice.
The Archangel Ariel card. And Archangel Ariel, she's like the peaceful warrior. She's kind of, I call her like the Leo of the pack. So she's
mm-hmm.
the one that will
mm-hmm.
speak her mind, but do it in a way that people will listen. So don't be afraid of your voice. Don't be afraid to say your authentic truth, because again, the angels are supporting you. So it's okay to stand your ground. It's okay to establish boundaries and be really clear with your communication, because people resonate with what you have to say. People listen to you, and people do look up to you as a leader, whether you realize it or not. So just really they wanted to remind you of that. And if you don't know Archangel Ariel, I'd recommend you maybe doing some research and, you know, just learning a little bit more about her. And that way you can kind of channel her energy throughout this process.
Yes. Mm. And also, Ariel, she helps you have the supplies and support you need. So let's say if you need to make your mortgage payment next month, or if mm-hmm. you need a new laptop, whatever it may be, you can also call upon her, which may be why she's showing up. Call upon mm-hmm. her to help you get the supplies and support that you need right in that very moment.
Oh, that's really, really great. And I'm hoping for a partnership, because I really feel like that's I'm ready for that, and that's going to work out really well to have a partner. So that's what I would want as well. So hopefully she can help me with that.
Yes, she will.
Okay.
Yeah. All you have to do is ask.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know sometimes we forget that, but that's so true. And, you know, the whole thing about the Leo, astrologically, I've got a lot of Leo in my chart. My moon is in Leo, so I definitely resonate with that.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
oh, ladies.
Amazing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
Okay. Oh,
thank you.
Bye. Okay. Okay. So, let's see, we have time for one more, but she seemed to have dropped off. No. Okay. Well,
come back.
Come back. Seriously, she literally, or he just dropped off. We had time for one more. The number 646-716-9397. They're back.
Fine.
Okay. Yay. Hello. You just got in the nick of time. Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello? Danielle?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, it's Heather.
Oh, hey, Heather.
Hi.
How are
Heather.
You?
Hey, I'm good. I've been holding for an hour, and my husband just beat Jen and cut me off. So
oh
I call
God.
Back. So I'm like wanting to murder. I'm wanting to murder him right now.
I'm so happy I got through.
Yeah. Oh
I'm
my God,
glad
that's
you're
so
back.
Funny, but... I've really enjoyed listening to your show. You guys are awesome.
Aww.
Aww, thank you.
So,
well, thank you for your patience.
Yeah, absolutely. Save the best for last, right?
Of course.
So my question, I guess, is kind of, and you know a little bit about it because I told you the other day, but I'm looking to transition possibly out of working for someone else to working for myself and wanting to make sure that that is in alignment with still my spiritual purpose. I already know that my purpose is as a healer and just wanting to make sure that I'm still being called to really step out and into my own business.
Yeah. Brianna, do you want to start us off again?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. Like you've been on a roll with some of the career transitions.
Yeah. This is fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pull from the life purpose cards again. So the first card that I pulled for you is sensitivity. You're becoming more sensitive and need to make changes accordingly. So what I'm getting is that you are becoming more aware of, you know, your life purpose and what you need to be doing right now in your life, and you know that maybe what you're doing in your career isn't serving you any longer, and there might be something on the back burner or something that you've always dreamed of doing, and know that that is the angels giving you guidance and pushing you forward. They're making you more aware of who you're meant to be and what your life purpose is in this life.
Yes.
So that the next card. Oh, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that resonates very much, and I am becoming much more sensitive. And that's, I think, almost, and that's what's making it harder also, because I do feel so sensitive to energy as well right now. And I've become so much more sensitive that sometimes I wonder if I'm crazy.
I was in the same position as you like 2 years ago, so I completely get it. What you can actually do is, since you're being more open to energies, I don't know if you're into crystals or not, but you can get black tourmaline, and it's really great for grounding yourself and protecting yourself from energy so that you're not picking up on everyone else's that are around you.
Perfect. I am into crystals, and actually looked up black tourmaline yesterday. So that
did
works.
You? Oh, good.
Yeah.
More validation. Go get it. It's
going
to
happen. I think I'll be wearing one.
Great. Okay, so the next card is music. Your connection to music is healing for yourself and others. So I'm not sure if your career is actually in line with music, but I believe that music is going to help you to, you know, channel what your inner guidance is, what your inner guide wants to tell you to do, how to connect more with the angels. It's going to be more of a stress reliever. So if you're doing work or if you're trying to figure out what your next steps are, put some soothing music on in the background, and it will open you up to the angels' guidance.
Okay.
And then the next card says you're able to discern answers and guidance for yourself and others. So know that the guidance that you're receiving is the guidance from your angels, and they are giving you messages that are going to help you in this life, and know that they are true answers. It's not just, you know, in your head, because I know sometimes it's tough that you second guess yourself. You're like, oh no, I don't need to be doing that. Or you get a great idea in your head and then your ego comes in and completely crushes it. Know that that instinctual message that you get right away is the angels telling you what you need to be doing right now and that you should be listening to it.
Okay.
Okay. So know that that guidance that you're getting to do whatever it is you need to be doing, the side job that might turn into a full-time job, know that they're going to be helping you and guiding you and telling you what you need to do to be happy.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah. And I agree with her.
And I mean, clearly I agree with her because I know Heather and I adore her. And I have noticed, the sensitivity card. Yeah, I love the sensitivity card was pulled because I've seen you over the past couple months and I've seen that build within you. And I've seen you become more in tune to what people need and what people want. So I've just kind of seen that myself from a personal level. So
how amazing is that?
Yeah, it's really amazing, but I can understand at the same time how sometimes that can work against you depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning how to protect yourself and learning how to have that awareness of where you're going forward with it can help you then, you know, in the present moment for sure, and which I love. And I also pulled a card from Archangel Michael, and he kind of is saying the same thing. He's like, you know, just admit the truth to yourself and start acting accordingly. And the prayer is, I appreciate your support in helping me face my feelings with grace and acceptance so that I can be lovingly honest with myself and others. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for giving me courage and strength.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I really resonate also with the sensitivity card because especially being an empath, I am so sensitive to others, and I've always been able to help and guide others. So but because sometimes, I guess with me being a therapist, because I am so introspective and so self-aware, I can overanalyze everything. I can very much go back into my head, and that's a big thing that
definitely.
I have to work on. Yeah.
Yeah, so just notice those moments of, am I in my head or am I in my heart right now? And then accordingly.
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Of course. Thank you for waiting and coming back on when we thought we lost you.
I know. I would have been so upset with my husband. I called back.
That would not have been good,
We haven't had any murder because of the show yet, so we
no murder.
No murder.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a
you're
night.
So welcome. God bless. Good night, Heather.
Good night.
Woohoo! All right.
That was fun.
That was amazing. That was just such a fun little. That goes by so fast, too, right, Brianna?
Right. I can't believe it's been an hour.
Yeah. That was fun. Well. Clearly, we have a lot of career transitions and love on people's minds right now.
Love, my gosh.
That's huge. So, and again, goes to show you that all the right people were brought to this space right now because all the people that had questions in that were together and were able to get guidance on each other, which is really great.
Definitely.
So, I love witnessing it. I always say I'm in awe every time by the experience, by the reading, because it's just amazing.
So, yes, and thank you for creating the space for them.
Yeah, of course. I was happy to do it. And, of course, thank you for helping me do that because I can't do it on my own. So that's great. So thank you so much for coming back on tonight. I am so excited to announce that I will be seeing you tomorrow for Meditation and Margaritas in Long Island, which is really exciting.
Fun.
And I'll let you kind of elaborate more on where the location and all that, so you know better.
Sure. So tomorrow, Danielle is coming out to Long Island for Meditation and Margarita. She's coming out here, and it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be such a girls' night. We're going to party. We're going to do some angel card readings. We're going to do a sampler of meditations. It's going to be a great time, and you're not going to want to miss it. It is from 6:30 to 8:30 at Prism Wellness in St. James. The location is 420 Lake Avenue. And you are more than welcome to purchase tickets beforehand. You can get the information on my website or Danielle's website, or you can purchase tickets at the door. We would love to have you there and meet you in person if you're local.
Woohoo! I'm so excited. Woo-hoo. You're such a good
me too.
PR agent for me right now. I love it. Awesome. Well, I will see you tomorrow night. And again, thank you so much. Is there any final thoughts you have for our listeners or before we depart?
Yes. Just, you know, don't be afraid to connect with your angels. Just ask them for their guidance and they will be there. So don't hold back. And if you're ever in a tough situation, just ask them for their help and they will be there in a second. They just have infinite love and abundance for us.
Yay. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you again so much. I really appreciate
you
coming back. And we had a blast. And I just can't wait for tomorrow night.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Brianna. And again, thank you to all of you for listening tonight. It was so much fun having you. Thank you for your honesty, your openness, your willingness to receive more guidance from the powers that be outside of us in the divine heavens, the cosmos, whatever makes sense for you. So again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. You can find more about me at newucitycoaching.com. I have tomorrow night's event with Brianna. I have Meditation Margaritas back in the city on December 11th. I have another event coming up that I'm collaborating with called Playtime and Prosecco on December 6th in the city. And, you know, you can go to my website for all of that or just play with me on social media. That's always fun, too. And you can find me on most social media platforms. So again, thank you so much for listening. Our next show will be on the first Tuesday of December, I believe that's December 2nd, I'll be bringing on Allie Katz to talk about how to use meditation to help you through the holidays. It's going to be good. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, again and again. Keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Good night.